Arvish Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph. Mishay Rosh Avruba B'Sukkah B'Shachar Chutz Sukkah V'Ochal. So we said before that the shir is 7x7, which allows the person space to be in the sukkah and have his Rosh Avruba in the sukkah also. But let's say he didn't do that, and his shulchan inside the sukkah also have a tefa for his shulchan. So he didn't do that, and he put the shulchan outside of the sukkah v'ochal. Kilo v'ochal b'sukkah. We're afraid that the person might lean to where his table is. Seemingly, really, he ate in the sukkah, but since the table is outside of the sukkah, it's kilo like he didn't eat the sukkah. Now, what level is this going to function as a drabana? So let's see. Mishuber sukkah involved me. Show your brush. We mix a shulchanoi oimed besukkah. Mixosa techabayis is mutter. That's already mutter. Look, as we know, Hashem Yimashah Hashem Shulchanah, because part of the table is in the sukkah. And we call Shulchanah Mabayis. Feel the Yerusha Kula Sukkah, but Sukkah Yisuk Sukkah Gedolah is also. So we're definitely saying over here that there's an issue that the Shulchanah is saying you're not allowed to do this because of this gazer. You might step after your table. So. Since kilo leocho b'sukkah, I feel that even the sukkah gedola. So remember, mekalsh kedim he katana shenim achzek is rak roish shabarubai. Shachana yeb b'sukkah b'ayis. It was small that the table couldn't fit in. The b'zeh b'varei shayach leomer shemim yimosach achas shulchanah. He came into mokum sarla b'sukkah because it's taka very tight in there, and he might want to go to where the table is. Now I'll take it to the next level. That's not a derabbanan anymore, according to some poskim. But it's a deraisa because it's not roy to have the shulchan in it. It's not considered roy as a dira. Okay. Then he said, "Where it is clear, Hashem Yirach Achav Shulchan Aches, Mishyesh Sukkah Besod the Samach LePesach, Kegayin Back Forum. Also, Lohitzim is based on the Sukkah Derech Lishes Rabbim and Carmelis. Then Shek Sukkahs BeChotzer Echad Shla Erba BeIru BeChateris. Also, the Dalta Mizulazu. Why they Akamutu? This is a side issue, really, that you can't." Carry from one sukkah to the net without some type of enclosure around it, and you also need a rubik hateris if there's two sukkahs in the same place. Okay, now take a look here in the bir locha and kilo loyachal basukkah. So we're touching the case with the sukkah katana, which the table doesn't fit. That could be not your tumin hatera. It's not considered a kosher sukkah. When it's a sukkah gedolo, the table fits, and you have so then over there. It's not going to be possible mirarisa, but there's exerted about it. You might schlep after the table because the table's inside the bias. So the chardim means there's also to do that. So take a look at the berloch. The berloch says the das. This is the sukkah daf gimel in the Torah leyotze. Came in the rabban and gozu al zeh. Ba'amr kilo loykaim to sukkah. So chazal of a kayach, not only to make things osur and mutter. But the Chazal's Kayach is extended to the fact that say that therefore you're not Mekanimitz of Sukkah at all. So another example of that is there's a Rabbeinu Yoina. So in the back of the Mesedas Brachas, the Pirush on the Rif is called Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina is Tamidim. You know, wrote down what he had said from Rabbeinu Yonah had said. So he basically functions the same way you have the Mukhi Yosef, where the Ran is the Rabbeinu Yonah and Erevin acting as the Pirush around the Rif, and Bracha is the Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says the first mission Bracha is that a person is not supposed to, after Chatzos, a person shouldn't say Shema after Chatzos because I wanted you to say before Chatzos. Because if you're going to wait till after Chatzos, you might go to sleep and end up oversleeping and not saying Klal. So, President says Shema before Chatzos. He learns if you say Shema after Chatzos, you're not yet at all. It's Chazal, actually, Mafkia, the Kiyam Mitzvah. I mean, Miraisa is the Nirvana. Miraisa is called the Mitzvah is Monarch Yishma, according to the Chachamim. So I'm saying Shema afterwards. No, 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 you're not Yotze. Chazal or Mafkia, you're not Makhanis of the Raisa. Chazal Makhanis to do that. It's part of the Perch of the Chomet Lacher Dabba Minotar. So similarly, Tosis over here says that the Chomet or Makhanis, you're Kiyam Mitzvah Sukkah. That you're not Makhanis of Sukkah when you sit in the Sukkah in this form. It's Rebbe Kiddush, but that's Tosis learns. The Ran Ritvor Rachman Rabbonon. Okay.
So when we say that you should say Shema morning and night, that's the Rabbanon, you're saying? Or it's a.
That we have to say before Chatzos Halayla. You can't.
Oh, it's just Halayla, I see. That was okay. Okay.
Right. So that's a Din Rabbanon. Now, Ritvor, currently Ritvor the Ra, that halacha that you're going to say, that you have to eat in a situation, you're eating on the tables in the bayis, is only not yet Yetzimir Rabbanon. But then enough kusa. But either way, the first night in the moshul, you must eat in the sukkah. You'd have to re-eat. Do you say shechiyanu a second time? And you make a shechiyanu on the achila in the sukkah. So according to Tosfos, you weren't yet to the achila sukkah yet. So obviously, you would have to say shechiyanu. And being the kind of eating in the sukkah the first night. Same way you say shechiyanu while eating matzah. You're not a kind of mitzvah. But according to the Ran Ritvor, the midrashah you're yotze, you eat in that situation, it's only remain rabbanon. So would you say shechiyanu or not? So the Pirkei Avot says yes, the Bechir Yaakov says no.
Yes, one or no
one? Saying shechiyanu a second time. Okay, now.
You might somehow not be yotze eating matzah and Pesach and have to say shechiyanu.
Second time, if you eat matzah, whether you're not yotze, the second time you eat, you say shechiyanu, and it's not eating matzah.
How do you not be yotze?
I don't know, but if that would be.
If you didn't eat the required shear within the required amount of time, you're saying? Or that one count?
Yeah. That probably would be true, yeah.
Is what Midrash Sormid or only Midrabanan to
anything?
Most of your body, your head, and your tables, and you suck.
Yeah. Now, the Sharetzion's over here. So you said if the table's in the sukkah, also it's okay. So Sharetzion above says, "Afilim rubei bebayis b'sukkah rak tevach b'menu mutter." Even if it's just a part of the tables in the sukkah, and the right of the tables in the house is mutter, because we said before that one tevach of shulchan is enough. That's what the king cause of chayot. But the Berakhiyah is because of dafka rubei b'sukkah.
The majority of what?
The table. You have a large table, you would have most of the table in the house. You'd have the sugzera. You might follow where your table is. Okay, I said before that a table is the shear of the sukkah is 7 by 7. We say 6 for the person and 1 for the table. That's a table, which is a tefach, but where the table is larger.
What do you mean?
Right. The shear of a sukkah is 7 by 7.
Yes.
Why 7 by 7? Because a person needs 6 by 6 to sit in, and you've got one tefach for the table. So it means the table can be a tefach wide, and that's good enough. That's true when it's a tefach wide. But over here, the problem is the table is larger than a tefach wide. And most of it was in the house, so the gzera would apply in that situation.
What gzera
would apply? Okay. Fine. Simon Tofresh Laman Hedin Sukkos Ganvat Vernak Bash. Okay, so the sukkah, the shachanor sukkah bishloi nasis the shem mitzvah k'shera. The act of making the sukkah, the schach, and the walls and the schach, specifically the schach, even though you did not do it the shem mitzvah, it's okay. As long as you made it the shem tzel, v'hu shatia suya l'tzel. The reason why the schach was put there was to create an act of being a roofing over something. So you need it should be the shame tzel, but not the shame mitzvah sukkah.
Had you been talking about where the person's head and the person's body had been, or only where? the table, most of the table.
The person's had a butter in the sukkah. The table was
in all cases.
The case where it says more, the person was in the but the table was in the house, or part of the table was in the house.
Most of the table in the house, a little bit of the table in the sukkah.
In both cases, we discussed.
Well, both cases are the other way around. Most a little bit of the table in the house, most of the table in the sukkah.
Correct.
So
sukkah, even though it wasn't made the shem mitzvah k'shero, who's the elizik itself? The guy. Sukkah's goyim. So even the guy doesn't do the shem mitzvah, he can do it the shem sale, or noshim, or behema, if you could train your animal to put it up for you. Okay. Kusiyim. So kusi wasn't sometimes we mistakenly use the word kusi interchangeably with the goy. Kusi was the Samaritans who actually had a halachic status of Jews, but they didn't keep the mitzvahs according to the chachamim. Or royim kayotzim bergonin shermesadis. That these the first group, you know, the second group is just that they built it for other purposes. They didn't build it for the shem sukkah. Roya made a hut for himself. So he put roofing on top to provide protection for himself, the shepherd. Okay, the kiyotzim are the people who are watch the ksias out in the field. The ksias are after you take the figs, you would cut them open and let the liquid run out and dry out the field. So you dry the figs. So the people in charge of that were called kayotzim. Okay, bergonin were the people which would stay in huts around the city to watch the city. But they weren't made the shem mitzvah, or shermi sodas, the people which are being shermi the sodas. So in those cases, the issue was it was made the shem tzil. You wanted this to be the roof to act as a protection over your head. But not the shem mitzvah sukkah. So that's kosher. So that's sukkah's rakbash. Okay, so you have sukkah's ganvach. It's goyim noshim behema kusim. Gimon nun beis chof ganvach. And then rakbash is reish kuf beis shin. That's royim kiyotzim bergonim shemesodos. Our sukkah shenas is me'eleho is psula. Fishal nas is l'tzeo. But a sukkah which wasn't made with intent to be acted as a sukkah, but they act as a roofing, protecting over something, wasn't in the shame sale. For example, the fikach. A chaytet begodish was so sukkah, in a sukkah. So a person had a pile of chaff, not of grain, a pile of chaff, whatever it is, of, you know, something which halacha would be kosher for schat. And he dug out a opening for himself inside to sit. But what was on top was there already beforehand. The top it was there. It was there not for the purpose of acting itself beneath what's beneath, because it was all one big pile. So that's going to be a problem. It wasn't made the shem sale. And a sukkah fisharei lo imir begodesh zev letzel. You didn't put the pile on top to act as the tzel for what was below it. Act as a protection over the what's beneath it. And therefore now when later on it becomes functional as that purpose as being a roof, that's a case of tasa v'lamin osi. You have to make the sukkah and you can't have the sukkah made already. Sukkah over here meaning the schach. You have to make the schach l'shem sichuch. You can't have the schach there already, which is too late.
L'shem
tzel. V'chem osa b'tchila as you're making the pile, you would have left an opening, and you put the what's on top of that. You make some type of a frame, or to put on top of that, that it should be the covering over it. So now you're doing it l'shem sale. So how much do you have to do beforehand? It's a tefach high, and it's 7x7 width and length. So it's the width and length of a sukkah, and the height, even though the height is only one tefach, and then you dig downwards. But the top was made the shem seal. Once it has an area of a tefach underneath it. Then v'chotach bo'achar kach v'yishlim on the sar. Then you later dug down and made it 10 tefachim high. Sheru. Shrein nasis kach shalom l'tzeel. The sichu that you did on top was for the purpose of acting as a sichu over something else, as acting as a protection over it.
Sure. Shayden.
What?
Shayden.
Protection. Im a godish godel, lo yinich ela chalal tefach, b'meshach shiva. Now, let's say that's so we discussed it. So sorry, it was 7x7 and one tefach high, and then you dig down to make a 10 tefachim high. What about you want to expand the width of the length? The goddess is large, and you want to expand. Lo yinich ela chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. You now expanded it within the length. So that Allah is an aksherah kula ayre meshach shiva sheniach bitchila. You told me in a case where it's 7x7 and a tefach high, and you dug down, and now it's 10 tefachim high, it's okay. So it means the fact that you dug later on is okay. So maybe you could think that if you want to expand the width and the length, it's also okay. That's not true. What was there, the shame sikhuch, the shame sale, is kosher. And what was there, the part of the sikhuch which wasn't made of the shame sale, is not kosher skach. It's not kosher sikhuch. Okay. So you don't say in Akshar Kula Ayah they Meshach Shiva Shinich Tchil. The fact that you had 7x7 there before doesn't make the rest of the Sukkah kosher. Now, however, so but it sounds like but the 7x7 remains kosher, right? The 7x7 area which you dug out first is the fact that you expand it to the side. That part's not kosher, but this part is. But now you have a wall issue, right? So this is schach posel. So the wall is here, the schach posel. So definite kuma is up to 4 amas. But if I make this area more than 4 amas, so I don't have a wall anymore. If you expanded 4 amas more than the 7 in 2 directions, because the part which was not made the shame sale is not a kosher skach, so it's going to only work out there for the kuma. If it's more than 4 amas, it's not there for the kuma. Okay, Hagah comes along the Ramah, so he says the same halacha would also generate the following halacha, that when you put the schach down it has to function as a sail. Sail has to mean as a function as a sail over an area. So we define an area as being set off by the fact that it has machitzas. Therefore vein lasus a schach kardim shiasa tefanis. It's improper to put up the skach and then put the walls up. Okay, bim also tefach samach l'skach. But if you built your walls, let's say you made a frame and then you wove walls around with so you wove from the top going down. So you wove a tefach's worth of wall on the sides and you put the skach on top. So it's the same similar case. It's 7x7 and it's a tefach high, that's called it's made the shame sail on that tefach, and then you can do the rest of your walls. So that's okay. We don't need sukkah made for the purpose of the yomtiv. The shame sukkah, we need it to be a sukkah. You have to make the sukkah. Klamish tasa the shame sukkah, which means the hagen tacha sila, that it should come as act as a protection under that which it's acting as a canopy over. The vishil tzel who the mikarya sukkah. The fact that it generates a covering over something, the shade that it generates. Is called a sukkah. Secheches min acharei, it protects from the cold. Okay, so you want it to act. So that when we say the shame sail, we mean that it should act as a protection over the area beneath it. Okay. Now, lefukach im oisa oisa letznias ba'alma. Let's say the reason why you're putting it over there is not because you want to protect what's beneath it, just you want it. It shouldn't be visible. For example, the I want to make this a private place so people can't see. And there's a second story window I could look in, so I put something on top to block the view. So I'm not making it that it should act as a sichuch on what's beneath it, just that it should be blocking the view. The situation, that's not acceptable. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, or the person makes it to live in, the person makes it to store something in. That's not considered a sukkah, that's considered a bayis of it. Those are no good. So how do we know by all the scenarios we're giving in the case of the goy, the woman, etc., how do we know that was their intent? Maybe it was made it was there the hug and misher of Hashemish to protect you from the heat and the sun. Below the tzinis ba'alma, maybe it was made for tzinis ba'alma. How do you know? So the answer is Yimara Royan Shemasuchekas Yafa. She doesn't came Bishilat Sneas, Mukha Milsa the Shasyasa Rishana the Tilayas. When you do it to make a cover that people can't see in, it can be thinner than if you want to do it, then it should be act as a protective canopy over what's beneath it. So you can tell by the amount of sikhuk which is done. The first four, there's eight people over here. There's Goyim Moshim, right? That's our first group. Behemoths and Kusim. Second group is the Royim, the Kaitzim, etc. So the Kiddush of the first group is Ikeresh Machmas Shena Menechiyuv. The Rak Roshum Mishem Lekvi. The potential negative element of the first three, four is that they're not b'nei chiyuv. But even so, it's kosher. That's the chiddush of those four. The chiddush of the last group is that you're not, they're not making it should be any type of kviyus. The person is there for just a few moments, then he moves on. Okay. Philochi sukkosim kshem. The chiddush either in the cell of the kosher. In what you say, Reusus, let's say you have a combination of both problems. For example, a goy made it as a royim. The goy and shahoyu royim nachrim. Gam kain sukkosim kshem. So even if you add both elements together, the loch is that it's kosher. The potential reuses do not undermine it halachically. And we said the examples of the royim, shahosu suga, besad alesha, besachab, ne hasharav. So they would want to sit there and protect them from the heat, and to watch the animals. They're watching over the ksias, which is the cut figs, which are drying out in the fields. Here they watch the city. All these cases are Jewish. Not since they weren't made the shem chag, they're made the shem sichuch protection. So all those cases are not kosher. Okay, are kosher, but the case where you have the goddish, it's from Tassel Menase. Well, Menase Shasichu whom Elov the Sichu that was there already from its own. You're not making it now. You take away some of the side, you go in, and you take away the stalks which are beneath it. So the sichuch is just there automatically.
So how do you gadish is like a growth or is it pile?
Gadish is a pile of a, so here would be a pile of straw.
That's making a sichuch something.
So if you have a pile, the person just piled up a pile of straw.
Right.
Now you want to take out, so this is great, I have straw on top, I'll just pull out some of the stalks in the middle, and I have my sach there. So that's not kosher. Because you didn't put the straw which is there originally with intent that it should be for sichuch purposes.
Right.
However, if you the area which you had you intended this originally and you left open a space of a chalal, it was 7x7 a chalal tevach with a mesh of shiva. Atam kibin heniyah chalal tevach with a mesh of shiva al shiva shushir sukkah. So 7x7 is a tevach high. So shem schach olav, it's called schach, it's being sechuk over that tevach. Called tevach mikri oil, we see that in general a tevach can be considered an oil. So later on when you dig it down, dig downwards, make another 9 tefachim high, it should have a total of 10 tefachim at least. You're not making it into schach, that is schach already, because it had a halal of a tevach to start with. Shem schach olav, it already has a shem schach. You're making the walls, but the fact that the walls were there already doesn't bother us. Another example, which the more says, let's say you have a sukkah which is too short, so you dug into the ground to make it taller because you measure the skach, the tenth wachim from the ground, so I dug out some dirt, so that's kosher. Tassel ben asli. There's this, the tasa has to be, I have to be oisa sichuch. Sichuch is true even if it's less than 10 tefachim high. And then mechotet bo, and you dug down to 10. So it's kosher. Now what about if you dig up? Right? So he leaves a gap of a tefach high by 7x7, and now he wants to dig up and make it higher. So 7x2, that new stuff on top is not sichuch. It wasn't there. It wasn't the sichuch anymore. So no, it doesn't bother. It's paying shoyis a mitchila chalal tefach begoyva mesh tefach out of oritz hoyim aleya umrim. It was if the chalal was the higher part, and you have to remove what's beneath it. It was full of stalks, and you're moving that. And going up is full of umrim, and you remove those. See the way it's kosher. Now, that's not 100% true. So the case where it's high, and you're digging it down. So that's very easy. You have your chalal tefach, so you have it in of sale of sichuch. And then you dig down, you add more, but the sichuch was always there. Similarly, he says, in a case where it's lower and you're digging up, on this tefach, which you have a space, airspace, the schach is not just that first layer, it's everything on top of it is the sichuch on that tefach. So as you remove, you're keeping your original tefach and you're removing more on top of that. But let's say you want to leave a tefach there, stop in the middle, and dig up over here. So that's a new halal you're making with that was the sichuch on. So that wouldn't work. You have to dig upwards from the tefach and up.
What was the case?
He says in case where you're at 7x7 and it's a tefach high, then you have a gadash and you leave a gap of a tefach. So let's say the gadash is, you know, you leave it over here, then you want to pull out the morim down below low and you get a height of 10. That's fine. Because this was the schach on top of it was there for sichuch over that halal. What about the other case? You had the halal down here on the bottom. You want to dig up and make the halal 10 tefachim high. So he says, that's also good, because if this is the halal, all of this was sichuch on top of that halal, not just the first layer. So this all was sichuch already, the shem tzel on that first layer. So I'm just removing some of my schach. Same way I had a sukkah, I take off a very thick schach. I say, you know, too much schach, I take off the bottom of the schach. Who cares? That's not a problem. But let's say, however, I left this halal over here and said, wow, you know, let's stop. It's easier to pull out from the top down than from the bottom up. So I want to make a new halal over here and then dig downwards. So that new halal wasn't part of the sichuch. There was no sichuch. That's tassel and also on that. So he says you have to dig upwards. You shouldn't build a schach before the walls. You want to make your sichuch for sale purposes, which is an oil. It's not called an oil. Now that's not 100% correct. You got to be, you know, different halachas. Because we still got to be making oil on Shabbos, even though there's no machitzas, it's still aser. if you're making it for the purpose of oil.
Making it on Shabbos.
There is, we're saying over here that this Ramah, it's a Hagras Maimon use. Says if I want to say I'm making a sukkah, and I said, you know, hey, put the frame on. It's easy to put the skach on now without the walls there. I can't do that. Why not? I'm putting skach, the shame sail. What's below it? Well, it has to be the oil already. When you put it, has to be ready in oil. Is it oil? Well, there's no walls yet. Okay, so what? So no. It's not called an oil unless it has walls. The Gabi Hilcha Shabbos says that's not true. A person is for making an oil on Shabbos is whether you have walls or not. The silliness for making an oil. Right? The Gabi Hilcha Tuma that you can't be mile on the maze. It's an oil on the maze even though there's no walls. But the Gabi this halacha, he says the shame of oil which the sukkah represents, there has to be an idea of walls. So that's the Chiddush over here, which you have to understand why it's true, how Chazal knew that or how this the Gosman Manirus knew that. But he says, so you have to make the Fanas first. So the Bas says, B'di'evit is kosher. This is the Chiddush of the Gosman Manirus. B'di'evit, it's considered it was an oil over what's below it, and that's good enough. But many Achredim disagree and say that being B'di'evit is a problem.
Wow.
If you make the schach before the walls. But how much wall do you have to make? You don't have to make the whole wall. You have to make a tefach worth of wall near the schach. Tefach reicha ba'arach kol ha'sukkah. So it's a tefach wide all around the sukkah. Nasilav ha'schach ha'chakach gomer mechitzes. Tavi kechayt tebegadah shemayisav al-oil shayim ha'mikarim. Kol sheyesh mechitzah tefach mikar oil b'shem schach al ha'schach. Like I said before, the case of the Gadish, one tefach's height is good enough to give it a shame oil already, then you can add more walls. So what's the difference in going down on the Gadish or going or adding the walls on the Schach later on?
What's the difference between the Gadish and adding the walls later on?
What? He's learning the parallel to the case of the Gadish. The case of the Gadish, you had a tefach, a 7x7 and a tefach high up here. So you're allowed to pull out down here. When you're pulling out, you're creating a wall here, which wasn't here before.
You're pulling out the most bottom, right?
Right. So you had you had this much oil, this much sichuch l'shem sel on this oil, and then you add the walls and make it higher afterwards, that's okay.
Right, that case is okay.
So if I have my frame and I weave all around the sukkah, I weave a tefach's worth of wall, then I put schach on top, and then I weave the rest of the wall, it should be the same thing.
Right.
That's his parallel that he's saying. Okay. So a common application of this is, let's say the sukkah would fall down. So let's say a situation where the schach didn't get knocked off, but the walls fell in. Right. Very common if you have a canvas sukkah. So the schach is on top, the schach is fine, and the things which held this canvas in place got cut or whatever, you know, something ripped it, and now the canvas is flapping all over, and there's no wall anymore. So no problem, so you tie down the wall again. Well, the main problem, you had sichuch without a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So you should move your schach.
So we say the argument over there is that it was tasa. You made your sichuch l'shem. When you made it, it was an oil.
You're making it once, isn't
right? So you made it as an oil. That was the problem. Was that it felt in a shem oil? So not tasa l'benosi. No, it's not tasa l'benosi. I made it the shem oil when I put it originally. It was made the shem oil. So the Maisa, I think there are definitely mekilim on it to say that's you could argue that at that point, and sure we could.
Amarim is bundles, is that what it is? Amarim
are bundles, yeah.
Keep your eye on the clock.
Okay, let's stop here.